So I'm really excited. We got a new product and a new sponsor. I tried this product, and I thought it was super cool. So we have the sponsors on the air with us to talk to us about this new product they're creating. You know, we've been talking about concussions a lot and how to prevent them.
Yep.
And they created this product that doesn't necessarily do that completely, but it will help reduce the risks of some injuries to the head.
Yep.
So Bob and Brian, how are you today?
We're doing well, and it's nice to be with you, Lisa.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much. First of all, Welcome is our sponsor.
Yes.
We are really excited to have you. And for our listeners out there, you'll be hearing us talk a lot about their product, Crash. And Bob, tell us a little bit about exactly what this protective sports hat does.
Well, we designed the hat for people that bike and ski and don't wear helmets. I came up with the product after taking a spill on my own bicycle, and I never wore a bike helmet. But after that fall, I decided, let me see if I can't put something together for myself. And that was about 3 years ago, and then I came up with the hat, and we went into design and production, and now we market it all over the world. And it's designed specifically for people who should wear a helmet but don't.
You know, that's a common problem that parents have with their kids, that even though, like, you try to force them to wear, especially when they get a little older, you try to force them to wear the helmets when they're skateboarding or when they're, you know, roller skating or biking outside, but sometimes they don't. And I got to tell you, you sent us a sample of the product, and you cannot tell that this hat has these, like, protective things inside of it, these plates. It looks like a regular hat. It looks super cool.
Yeah.
And so when you started making this product, I mean, you know, you said that you had your own accident. I mean, tell us about the kind of response that you're getting to the product.
Well, it's an amazing response in the sense that when we first came out, as I said, we designed it for cycling and skiing. But we've been discovered by some of the people in the soccer community, field hockey, girls lacrosse, and amazingly, the special needs community. And it has a sports application, but it also has a head protection that offers dignity to so many children and adults that have balance disorders or issues in falling. And they can wear a hat that looks exactly like a ski hat, and yet does offer them protection, and it's protection with dignity, that there's no stigma to wearing the product.
Yeah, and I actually was in the health industry for a couple of years, and I work with brain trauma patients, and this is like a perfect thing for them where if there's any chance that something, you can fall or have something go wrong, at least you have this hat, and even your headband is useful. I mean, there's so many protection. I love this product, Bob. I think this product, this has to be so innovative. And yet, you can, like on your website, you can see the pictures of it. It looks like a hat. I mean, it looks like a winter hat. You'd never know the difference. Now, are you guys going to work with baseball for the pitchers to have the problem with being so close to the plate?
Well, actually, we have met with Major League Baseball, and our baseball protective elements that actually go into your own baseball hat passed their impact criteria on the front panels, but on the side panels we were short of what they wanted for impact protection, and we're working on solving that problem. We do market it, and we've had a nice response from basically little league and high school players that have had concussions and they want to play with some type of head protection. And it, as I said, the panels fit right into your own baseball hat, and it's had I would say a nice response, not an overwhelming response, but a nice response in the baseball community.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's really cool. And like I said, what I like about it is it's got this fashionable aspect. There's different colors and you know, styles you can buy. And that's what I like about it, too, because, you know, you have these kids who are out there and they think they look really cool without the helmet. Guys, you don't look cool in a hospital bed with a head injury. And if this is going to help reduce it, you know, to reduce the chances of you getting hurt,
Yeah.
Honestly, you could sit there and say, oh, he's a sponsor, and this is the reason why we're promoting this product. No.
No.
We got the product. EJ put it on his head.
Love it.
Could not tell that it was anything it was inside. It looked fashionable. And we have the band, and the band just looks like a, pretty girl's headband, and yet you knock on the head, and there's this hardness to it, and it's very protective. So, I think it's really cool. And if you go to their website, which is crashce.com, take a look at the products. And, Bob, how long ago did you come out with this product?
Well, we launched it a year ago this February, and we kind of missed the season. And this was our first real winter season on the market. We came out with the band only in the last month, and we're very, very proud of the styling and the impact resistance. The band has a quarter inch of neoprene and an exterior layer that is polycarbonate plastic. And the plastic in all our products is polycarbonate. It's the same plastic used in bulletproof glass. And it offers substantial impact protection, and it's styled. Soccer doesn't have head protection. Field hockey doesn't have head protection. Figure skating doesn't have head protection. And we've had a great response from those three sports. Certainly girls lacrosse is a sport that has a very high number of head injuries, and we can alleviate a lot of that issue.
Yeah.
And, another thing, too, is if you have an elderly parent and it's winter time, and you have a parent who, does walking or, slipping on ice and hitting your head when you're older could be devastating.
Yeah.
We're talking, this is a product, and it's only like $26. You can look and, like I said, see the different styles and everything that are on the website.
Yeah.
But, I don't think you're doing anything wrong by buying this for a parent and saying, hey, look, when you're out, just wear this. It's a little extra protection. It looks fine. It looks like a normal hat. And, just imagine the kind of protection you can give the person that you love, So I think it's great. And I'm so, so excited that we're kicking off doing a health segment with a sponsor and a product like this.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. Bob, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about the product or, anything they should know about?
Actually, you touched on a good point. We feel that the price point is so reasonable. A regular ski hat would cost you $25 or $30, and here for the same price, you can get one that has built-in impact protection. All the products are made in New York. They're made on Long Island, and it's something that we're very proud of, and we're happiest with the it's very emotionally satisfying for us to be able to help so many people, as you point out, an elderly parent or a special needs child or a son or a daughter that plays a sport, and that you can get some head protection and they can wear it and feel stylish and not, stigmatized in any way.
Right.
And as I say, it's very satisfying for us to have come up with this and have had the response we've had.
Yeah, and you have great colors. I mean, it's not like you just said, let's just give them a black or a gray hat. And that's really the only way we can go with this. I mean, you guys have come up with some bone colors, navy colors, rugs, and turquoise. I mean, you're making them fashionable.
Yeah, and also keep in mind, too, that those plates that we talked about inside the helmet, it made it sound like they were permanently in. They're not.
They're not.
You want to wash it, take the plates out, throw it in the wash, you're set to go. So, check out the website.
Yeah.
It's Crash, crashce.com. And Bob and Brian, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You didn't get a chance to even talk to Brian. Brian, get on the air for a minute, man. Come on, Brian.
Hold on one second. He's in my shadow here. Hold on one second.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fine, guys. Just here,
That's
just
awesome.
Right over here trying to listen in.
Yeah. Thanks for being on, Brian. Is there anything that you want to add in here? I mean, what part have you had with developing this and getting it out on the market for everybody?
You know, one of the most interesting things, first of all, was, you know, working with my father on this from day one, you know, going through the brainstorming process, you know, R&D. It took us about a year to perfect this product, and just actually going through this entire process as a family. And then again, what he said, he pretty much touched on all the points, the satisfaction, the job satisfaction from it, and the response that we get. And we think we're just kind of climbing the hill right now, and the best is yet to come for Crash, absolutely.
Yeah, the product's tremendous. Now, talking about like how your father fell and all that, you know, how did that make you feel? Like, wouldn't you rather him be wearing these hats too now? I mean,
yeah, you know, where he rides his bike, there's you know, some tight roads. You know, I always talk to him about it. And then one day, you know, he fell, and he never really told us about it until he came over one day and came up with the idea. And you know, as soon as I heard the story, I thought it was, you know, especially if he was just going to start doing it for him, but then he wanted to expand it to, you know, make a product and make a company. So I thought it was a great idea. I was in with both feet, and here we are today. Absolutely.
Yeah, I really wish you'd get involved with the health industry, man. Like I said, I'm sure you heard me say I was in the health industry for a while, working with brain trauma patients, and I would have loved to have seen a couple of those people with this hat. I mean, just for the safety, you know, the protection, the confidence that when they're trying to get back, any little thing can happen. I mean, the shower, even just going to the bathroom. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong. I really wish that you guys could get in the health industry and give this to brain trauma patients.
Yeah, you know, we're trying. We're trying as much as we can. You know, it's kind of an all-over industry. You know, from neurologists, we've had amazing testimonials from neurologists, from nurses at senior citizens facilities. And absolutely, and I think it's just, you know, the idea of getting the word out about the product and friends and family talking amongst themselves, as long as, you know, talking with you guys, advertising, and just, you know, expanding the business and making sure everyone knows about the hat. I think once they know that, it'll, you know, kind of take a mind of its own and explode. So that's what we were trying to do as much as we can to get the word out, for sure.
Yeah, we're definitely going to we're going to be putting this on our website. And when we talked to Bob, he had offered that we would be giving one away. So we want to tell our listeners to go to Palooza Radio and tweet to us. Let us know that you want one of these hats or the headbands, that you want to keep your head safer.
Yeah.
And we will pick a winner and give away one of the products. And go to crash.com, crashe.com for more products. And again, guys, thank you so much. Welcome aboard as being a sponsor, and we will definitely talk to you guys again.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
Take care. Bye, Bob.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Bob.
Bye-bye. Thank you again.
Thank you.